This segment of this CD program will discuss grounding and centering. These are two other benefits of meditation, this meditation. It is not the case with most meditations, by the way. Grounding means to move the energy downward and to move your center of gravity, so to speak, not in your physical body, meaning not your weight, but your mind, your energy, your chi, they call it in some martial arts, downward. Grounding is a very important concept. It is both a physical concept, but it's a psychological concept more than anything else. And this exercise, by making you be aware of your hand, which is part of your body, and it's lower on the body, and later your feet, it keeps you down to earth, so to speak. Many meditations, I find, most in fact, do not do that. They don't do that at all. They have you focus on a candle or do a mantra or say something or chant. And there are great benefits. There are certain benefits that come from this, but not grounding. And grounding is very important for our physical health today. Physical health, especially those with a pattern on the hair mineral analysis called sympathetic dominance and slow oxidation. Grounding is keeping your feet on the ground. Very important for many people today. People with copper toxicity, for example, not grounded. They're up in their head. You've heard that expression. Very spacey, floaty, not helpful for health, not helpful for making wise decisions, not helpful for self-discipline and eating correctly and taking good care of yourself and making sure you're doing what you need to do and being successful. Successful people are always grounded on earth. Sometimes they're too grounded. There's that expression that all they care about is the bottom line, right? Meaning money. Well, yes, there are plenty of people like that. But the bottom line is also about grounding. It's like, what's the ground thing? What's the basic thing here? And so this meditation will help you do that. And related to that is the concept of centering. But it's not quite the same. Grounding is being down to earth, being real, you might say. I sound like a teenager. Get real. That's what they're talking about. Being real. That's being grounded. It's also about being authentic and honest. And those are different. Honest often has to do with telling the truth. Authentic has to do with being yourself in a situation and being able to be yourself. I used to feel this. Many people feel it around the opposite sex, or they feel it in certain business situations or other situations, maybe family situations, that they can't be themselves. And being grounded has to do with being who you are in whatever situation it is. And this exercise will help you to do that greatly. Now, centering is related. And centering means, and being centered, means that you come from within. You come from within. And that's what I mean, just to go back. The word authentic is meaning to be yourself. To be able to be yourself, to relax and be yourself. And that's part of grounding, and it's part of centering. Centered is where you come from within. It's like if you think of your selfhood, like the real you, as this little ball of energy. Instead, many people, that little ball of energy is somewhere outside of themselves. You may wear it on your shoulder, or you may be identified with some other people, like I'm somebody's child, or I'm somebody's wife or husband, or whatever. But you're not centered in yourself. And centered in yourself is not the same as self-centered. Many people say, well, I don't want to be self-centered. Right, they're actually different. And as a matter of fact, they're the opposite. Self-centered is where you are egotistical and you only think of yourself. And it's true, people who are self-centered are centered in themselves in a certain way, often in a lower chakra part of a way. However, that's not the same as being centered. Being centered means that you come from, you have a sense of yourself. That's what it means. And often when you have a sense of yourself, a clear sense of yourself, you don't have to control other people. And you don't have to lord it over other people and show them how good you are. And you don't have to have your way, because it's not that important to you. You have your way all the time because you're centered in yourself. Often people who are self-centered are not in control of themselves. And so they try to be in control of themselves by controlling others and by telling everybody else what to do, if that makes sense. Being centered in yourself is a different experience, and you have to meditate usually to get there. Just like you have to do an exercise like this to become grounded, firmly grounded. In other words, these are not normal human states, and you won't encounter a lot of people who are this way. Interestingly enough, babies, when we're born, do tend to be more grounded and centered. Now, they tend to be self-centered, meaning they scream and they cry and they want to be fed and they want to be held and they want to be changed. You know, that's more self-centered. But they also do tend to be more grounded simply because they have not developed their minds, so they're not caught up in their minds. But what happens to most, it happens to most school children, by the time they're age 12, even 10 or younger, they get caught up with all the things they're learning and all the things they're learning in school and from their parents and what their friends are telling them, and they lose their connection with the earth, with their groundedness, and they also lose a connection with themselves. They lose their center. And all of a sudden they identify, for example, as a baseball player, or they might identify as a good student in, I don't know, English, or they identify with their girlfriends or their boyfriends. You see what I mean? And next thing you know, people are all over the place. That would be the opposite of grounding and centering, is that the person is all over themselves, all over the place. And while I'm speaking of this, do the exercise. Be aware of your hand. One finger at a time. Move on from one finger to the next finger. As though you're sitting in the middle of your forehead, looking out, you're sitting in the middle of your head, looking out through your forehead, looking out through a cave. The walls are blank, there's nothing, they're black, there's nothing to see. Just look straight ahead with your eyes closed, just partially closed if you're walking. Just open enough so you can don't hit a telephone pole. And as we go through this, so grounding and centering are very special. They're not simple things. And there are activities that are grounding. This is why some people like gardening, for example. Walking is very good. Hiking is good. Some activities are not good for grounding, like skiing or skydiving or something. There are many activities that we do that are not grounding. Intellectual activities tend not to be grounding and not to be centering. But most people need, while some people are very good at it naturally, most people need to do this meditation to achieve grounding and centering. I can't tell you how powerful these are for physical healing as well. It literally helps your food go down. Helps you go to the bathroom. It can help you, your muscles, to de-stress. A lot of people walk around with their shoulders up by their ears. Grounding, centering, helps you relax. Move down, move your shoulders down. All parts of the body, the elbows can be tense, the hands can be tense. Grounding, centering, helps you move downward and relax all of these parts of the body. Keep doing the exercise as I speak. Another benefit of this exercise is called the witness, and it's related to all these are related somewhat. The witness means that you become more objective. When you're not grounded, when you're not centered, you can't be objective. You're literally up in your head. You're floating around. Often the body is ill, and this also makes you less objective because there are a lot of mental ideas floating around your head, ideas, thoughts, emotions, distractions, songs going through your head. I used to find little advertising songs going through my head. As you get more grounded and centered and healed, you become more objective. You become more like the witness. It is as though you are a third party. You watch yourself, in other words. You can say, oh gee, look at Mary getting upset. Look at Mary, you know, not being herself in this situation. Look at Mary's shoulders getting tense. See what I mean? I only used Mary because that way you know it's not me, but you become a witness to everything. You become a witness to your thoughts. You become a witness to your emotions. And this is a very, very powerful healing tool and corrective tool. It is basically biofeedback. You become a biofeedback machine. Because there's a principle in biofeedback that's very important, and that is anything you can monitor, you can change. And the way biofeedback works is usually they put something on you like electrodes so that, for example, you can monitor your blood pressure. And if you can see your blood pressure on a little meter, you can begin to get a feeling of how you lower your blood pressure. That's how it works. They can put a little meter to measure your pulse. And as you can hear your pulse, perhaps, you can change your pulse. The simplest biofeedback trick you can do is you take an oven thermometer and you wrap your hand around it, you know, the stick part of it, the long end, and you look at it. And you can actually vary the temperature of your hand because you're monitoring the temperature on this oven thermometer. Well, what this meditation does, which a lot of them do not do, is this starts giving you feedback. You become the witness. You start watching yourself. And by the way, it's not always pleasant. You often will see, the first thing you'll see often is how upset you are, how uncentered you are, how your mind is undisciplined, how you wander, how your mind goes from thing to thing, just one after another. That's why I used to call my mind the wild animal, because it reminded me of a wild dog or wild horse. And it's very disconcerting. It's like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize it. But if you just rest and relax with it, don't get upset, don't get frustrated, it's going to take some time to retrain your mind, and it's going to take some time to process all of your emotions, your thoughts, your attitudes. They slowly bubble up and dissolve away. Sometimes you have to talk to somebody, and remember to do the exercise as we're speaking. You become better and better at being the witness. And the witness becomes very wise, and it's fascinating. For example, you're having a conversation with someone, it's like there's a third person there, and the third person is saying, oh, you're getting a little tense right now. Oh, that person said something that wasn't very nice, and you didn't even see it. You didn't even hear it. You see what I mean? And you get feelings and insights that are extremely valuable. Because often things go right over our heads and we don't realize it, and then we make a bad decision. Or a teacher says something to us in class that's very important, but because we were thinking about the last thing they said or we were distracted, we didn't catch it. And the witness helps you catch all that, and you get better and better and better at it. So this is another benefit of this exercise that is very powerful. It is spoken of in certain religious organizations. I've heard it spoken of in Christian language and also in Oriental philosophy sometimes, that there's a benefit to becoming a witness, and you become very much better in your perceptions. You become clear. you become more aware. As a result, you become very smart. People think you're very smart all of a sudden. And you think to yourself, I'm not any smarter, but I'm seeing things that I didn't see before. And I'm seeing myself. It's like psychotherapy on yourself, biofeedback on yourself. It's extremely potent, and it is a tool that you will use your entire life. Very good. This will conclude this segment of the meditation CD program.